producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heather, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call. You are the voice of reason in my sister and I's lives. So, really, thank you for... Whenever we have any major issue, like, and we have people we could talk to, like, this is the Dr. Joy one.
Okay.
So thank you. Okay, so first, I know you like questions, so I'll just give you, like, an abridged version.
Okay.
What is my role in intervening when it comes to parents' personal lives?
Okay.
And then a little bit of background. My dad is a social worker. He's very well respected, deals with a wide range of people in all different segments. And he's a very, very sensitive person. That's why he's so successful, and he really feels for everybody. Recently, though, I feel like it's moved a little bit more, like, closer with a client. I don't know who it is. I don't know that the extent is minimal. I'm talking about phone time right now. But it's concerning to me, and I'm just nervous about it escalating. My parents are married.
Okay.
You know, it's a little bit of empty nest syndrome. We're all out of the house. They're moving on a little bit in years, and I know he's mentioned that to me a few times. I'm like, you think I'm old? And I'm always like, no, Dad, you're the best. You're so handsome and young and everything like that. But, you know,
you're afraid that he's asking the same thing of somebody else. How old is Dad?
65.
Okay. What kind of?
Just turned, and he's a young 65.
Okay.
You know?
Do you have any sense about your parents' marriage, one way or the other?
My mom is extremely difficult, extremely negative, extremely controlling, and for someone like him, who, as like, you know, he's in that help. He helps people. He does everything. He does everything for her. Always has. I, like, in a sense, I can't blame him for wanting, like, an outlet. I just, like, I feel like, you know, these are my parents. It's just, it's a very embarrassing thing. It's a sad thing. And, like, I know that they're at a point where it's just, you know, you just coexist, so to say.
If you had a magic wand and could do anything about your parents' marriage that you wanted, what would you do for your mom and what would you do for your dad?
I guess I would make my mother more of an easygoing person who could have fun with him. And I don't know, he's perfect. I he's my rock, he's my support system. So that's why, like, I understand him. What could I make him,
okay.
I don't even know what I could change it.
All right,
I know where he's coming from.
I hear what you're saying.
All
right, let me walk you through this, because one of the options is to do absolutely nothing and just stay out of this. All right, so and that's not where we're going to start, but that's one of the things that you have to entertain, is that this is your parents' marriage, that they're probably not going to be incredibly enthusiastic about taking advice from you. But having said that, let's see what your options are. One of the possibilities is going to your mom and saying, and I know that you're closer to your dad, but still going to your mom and saying, Mom, this seems like such a great opportunity in your life for the two of you. My sister and I are out of the house. The two of you have this solid marriage, and it just seems to me it would be a great time for the two of you to go and have fun with each other. So, in other words,
say my dad, he won't do it because he's very busy. He's very, very busy.
So, but part of it is
he can't do it.
All right. Well, but still, I mean, you can't, there's no possibility, or it certainly increases the probability that you get what you want to be able to identify it and ask for it. So it may be that part of what you're experiencing, or what your perspective is, that your dad has a lot of time, a lot of affection, a lot of empathy, and a lot of emotion for everybody but your mom. And that's going to make somebody kind of cranky. So that's one possibility.
Mm-hmm.
A second possibility is to go to your dad and say, Dad, you know, that you're, everybody loves you. You are wonderful and sensitive, and I adore you. But it occurs to me that the person who probably gets the least of your charm and your empathy and your sensitivity and your caring is probably the person on some level who's the most important to you, which is Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying, I think you're getting too close to bimbo number one, which is probably not going to work very well because he's going to deny
it.
And, but
wouldn't address it at all.
Well, because there's really not anything specific to address, and you know he's going to deny it. And so what he'll do is just get better at hiding it rather than anything else, but to offer a more positive, more global, more effective point of view that says, Dad, essentially the same speech to your dad that you'd give to your mom of, wow, the kids are out of the house and you have all these skills, but I, you know, it occurs to me that you've lavished those skills on your clients and on my sister and myself, and I wonder whether or not Mom feels as beloved as we do. And this may be a great opportunity for you to, because you don't have the weight of your two daughters on an ongoing mm-hmm. basis. Maybe you could take all that energy that you used to put into caring about us onto Mom. Because I think every once in a while she probably feels kind of left out that you are charming
right.
and wonderful and sensitive
right.
to everybody but her. And that
right.
may be even more effective. And if you do both of them, then you've got a possibility of both of them rethinking their roles a bit, of saying to Mom, here's a chance for you to be, you know, the girl that you've always wanted to be with Dad, and go to Dad and say, Dad, you're really great with everybody but Mom, but she's your rock. She's the one who's going to be here for you. Maybe it makes some sense to invest there. So rather than saying to your dad, look, I think you're getting too close to this woman, offer him an
yeah.
alternative that makes more sense. And also understand that their marriage may or may not work for them. But I think you have nothing to lose. Having said that, let me share with you. Mm-hmm. At one point, both of my parents came to me and said, we want you to be our therapist. And I said, no. First of all, I'm your kid.
You're a good person.
Yeah, well, thank you. I said, I can't do it. First of all, I don't live here. Second of all, mm-hmm. You know, I'm your kid. And third of all, you won't pay any attention to me. No, we promise. And I said, okay, let's talk about your sex life. What? That's none of your business. And I said, well, that worked really well for like half a question. So understand, and as you point out, I actually am credentialed, and it's only that I'm credentialed that they knew other people thought I was a good therapist. But you can't really be a therapist to your parents. However, having said that, your options really, I think going to your dad and saying, Dad, look, everybody's beginning to talk about, you know, the fact that you're spending all this time with this woman, is not going to work. He'll get defensive,
uh-huh.
he'll get angry, you don't understand, or he'll unload about your mother, and that's something you don't want to hear. So you can't ignore it.
I
know. So going to your mother and saying, Mom, how about being more holly-go-lightly? And to your dad mm-hmm. saying, how about you use all those skills on Mom as opposed to strangers and see if that doesn't pay off for you? I give you limited permission to do that. But I give it limited mm-hmm. permission to do it once. And
wait, what did you say? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said limited permission to do it once, and understand that they neither of them may be particularly receptive, and they may sort of go
right.
for your little jugular. But I mean, so I would really say that your choices are either to do nothing, which obviously doesn't sit well with you. So go and be stupid right. and cheerful with both of them, and yet caring and loving and lighthearted and very. Ginger, very, very light in, you know, think souffle, not, you know, not mm-hmm. baseball bat. Of Mom, listen, here's a great thing I was thinking about. Maybe my sister and I were thinking about giving you guys dancing lessons, and then go to your dad and say, Dad, you know, both of us have benefited so much, as do your clients, from your sensitivity. How about sharing some of that with Mom? Because she's the one, you know, who's been there for you and will continue to be there for you. How about dancing lessons or whatever? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. how I'd approach it.
That sounds good. Do you have one more minute for me?
Yeah, 855-99 Dr. Joy. We're talking with Heather, who is concerned that her father may be exhibiting some early signs of what's the word I want? Infidelity. You know, what's the best way to deal with that? And I think the answer is to ignore the infidelity and focus on, gee, Dad, you have such great skills, and you've been so generous in lavishing them on myself and my sister and your clients. How about lavishing some on Mom? And that may be more effective than saying, because he's going to say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, and mind your own business, and you don't know who your mother is, how difficult it is. And that's not a role that you want to hear.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Have a question?
question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that. So we were talking before about songs that that described who you were, and some of them are very reassuring and some of them not so much. But I suppose that's sort of a valid perception of how relationships are these days. So what we thought we did, there was an article that we talked about a while ago that was talking about different ways of looking at relationships. And I thought the article was more than a little bogus, to be quite honest, just because it basically, I mean, certainly there can be friendships, but the idea being that a relationship, I mean, the question is, what about, you know, what about passion? What, you know, is there a place for it? Can you have a good relationship without passion? I think part of it is a little bit dependent on age. We had a call this week of a 25-year-old man who had been with his girlfriend for 5 years, which meant that they've been together since they were... She's a little bit younger than he is, since basically she was 16 or 17, and he was basically 19 or 20. And the idea being that they really liked each other, they had fun with each other, but they had completely different sexual rhythms to one another, and he sort of felt like, well, gee, we might as well get married and, you know, and see if things clear up a bit. And I'm saying, I think I'd be a little careful about that assumption and sort of talk with them about some of their options and finding a therapist and things of that sort. So the question is, can there be relationships without passion? So let's hear what our Facebookers said.
Just
it always sounds to me
that.
Like
I thought it was a bit interesting that the answer to the issue would be to get married. That seems that seems like it would do the opposite.
Yeah, it's kind of like people who say, "Gee, we're not getting along, so why don't we have a kid?" And I'm thinking, I don't think that that's exactly...
That's an even worse idea.
Yeah. The kids tend to be very disruptive to a relationship, and treating a kid like crazy glue, I think, is a misunderstanding of marriage as well as parenthood. So there you go.
Okay, so yeah, is passion necessary for long-term relationships? The first response we got was not every minute.
Well, I'm not sure anything is important every minute. I mean, that's a non-starter. I mean, that really doesn't mean anything. You don't need to eat every minute either. You don't need to sleep every minute. You don't need to be happy every minute. That's ridiculous.
Next up, we have yes, of course, if you can sustain it.
Well, I think that issue of sustaining something is really the core of any relationship. I've told a story before of a friend of mine, true story, who on a first date took a woman to a very fancy restaurant in a limo and then to the Met. And at the time, Metropolitan Opera tickets were going for about $250 a piece. I think the limo cost, I don't know, probably close to that. And then a very fancy restaurant. And, you know, I'm thinking, wow, a first date that is over the $1,000 mark. What are you going to do for a second date? Buy her a small country?
Yeah, I mean, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure that whatever you're doing in a relationship is sustainable, which is one of the reasons why pretending to be someone you're not is a terrible idea. Because if you're pretending to be someone you're not, and someone falls, you know, in love or lust with that, then if you change it, the relationship is certainly in jeopardy, or you have to pretend for the length of the relationship that it's something it's not, neither of which seemed like a very good idea.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
All right, what
else? Next answer up. It certainly keeps the bond sweet. I usually refer to it as the frosting on the cake.
Yeah, good. I think that's exactly the right approach, is that I think that without it, you heard, what I don't know if you were here that day or not, Aaron. There was a charming call, a 25-year-old guy, and I said, the problem is that if there's no sexual activity in your marriage, especially when you're starting out, it makes both of you very susceptible to somebody who comes along and turns you on. It just because I think what keeps people, look, the world's easiest thing to be is a lover. And that doesn't really take very much skill at all. One of the most difficult roles is to be a spouse, because again, that issue of continuity and going forward and the multiplicity and the complexity. So, but if there is no passion in a relationship, it's going to leave you open to one of the basic, fundamental, urgent human impulses. And that's going to put both of you at risk.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that particular call, but yeah, you could definitely see that the grass being greener somewhere else.
Well, it's not even greener. It's that there's grass.
There's grass.
Oh, my goodness, look, okay. There's a lawn. And somebody thinks I'm green. I mean, you can see.
Yep, definitely. Next answer is, it's tiring when you're old.
Was that a woman?
Let me check. I've just got the text in front of me right here. It's tiring when you're old. Yes, it was.
Yeah. That's the... I'm going to find the guy who made Viagra and stomp his, you know, little insteps. Yeah.
All right, next up. A bit of a longer one. Passion can be found in many different aspects of your relationship. You can have passion for the same hobbies and activities, passion for raising your kids together the right way, and, of course, intimate and sexual passion. But, yes, there has to be some passion somewhere for a relationship to survive. Even arguing couples have passion when they argue.
I think that's a really intelligent, wise, balanced perspective. Is that interest, you know, it's kind of like what I was talking about the first hour of finding something for your career, for your job, for how you define yourself that you're both good at and that you really love. And I think if you think about it, that a marriage is a similar kind of thing, except it's much more complicated because it's got both of you involved. So finding things that both of you share in common, that both of you are excited about, being excited about each other. So I think that... Would you read that again just because it was so good?
Yeah. Passion can be found in many different aspects of your relationship. You can have passion for the same hobbies and activities, passion for raising your kids together the right way, and, of course, intimate and sexual passion. But, yes, there has to be some... Even arguing couples have passion when they argue.
I think that's a very wise kind of thing.
Yeah, I think
like
that's
that
a really
lot.
Good way to answer the question.
Yep.
Because
I
mean, the question wasn't just physical passion. That's a completely different... That's a different question than just in general. Which, yeah, I think that's a
well,
really
I
good
think, and I think that's why we put it up that way, is the idea that passion can be any one of a number of things.
Definitely.
And the idea being that... and there's certainly... There are relationships... where there is not sex, there is not a sexual relationship, which again I think is a complication, and it's certainly nothing to necessarily be, you know, sort of deciding, well, this is what's going to happen. That either there has been an illness or there has been some kind of complication, so something that was once passionate is just not, it's not able to maintain it anymore for whatever reason, and certainly still involved and wanting to, you know, to stay together. So yeah, but I think that's why you guys always rise to the occasion. You know, you do a great job of taking what is occasionally a trivial question and really doing a wonderful job about clarifying it. So good on you. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. We've got about 20 minutes left together, so not a bad idea. We've got Halloween costumes coming up. Halloween has already sort of reared its little costumed head, its little masked head already this week, because we had a woman who's wanted to go to a Halloween party that she goes to a lot, but it's basically a drinking party, which apparently Halloween has become a major drinking holiday. Who would have thunk it?
It most definitely has become, especially if you get around any kind of college town, stuff like that, though.
Well, and the amount of money spent on Halloween costumes is second only to the amount of money spent on Christmas, apparently, right now.
That I would not have guessed.
Yeah, I mean, like the average cost per costume or something, and this is for adults, not kids, is something like $800, something outrageous.
How could you even spend $800 on a Halloween costume?
Don't look at me, baby. Cakes. You know, I actually, when my kid was little, my favorite Halloween costume forever, because at the time we were in Boston, it was cold, and kids in masks really scare me because they can't see where they're going, so they're always, you know, bumping into things, or I worry about them crossing the street and whatever. So, and it's cold. So I dressed her in her little warm clothes, and then I took a garbage bag, a see-through garbage bag, and filled it with balloons and made holes for her feet and her arms, and then tied the thing around her neck, and she went as a bag of M&Ms. That was one of my favorite. I think one of her favorite costumes is when we lived in San Francisco. We dressed her as a homeless person, which I think is probably not politically correct anymore. But she, we got her a beard, and she thought that was really fun to wear men's clothes and go wandering around. So.
I always thought the homemade ones were always better than the.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're spending $800, it's probably...
Yeah, I actually discovered I was going to the theater about, you know, I guess a little bit, just about a year ago, a little less than that. I had some time, and I was in, I think it was Kmart. And there's a Kmart here. What a surprise. And so I was wandering around just because it was this big old store, and I'd never been in Kmart before. And they had all their, I guess it was obviously about 2 weeks later, because they had all their Halloween costumes, like on 95% off. So I have this really cool witch's hat and a cape, matching cape, because I think they were like a dollar and a quarter or something. So I have yet to wear them. I have to figure out where it is. The coolest thing I have is kind of a black, like, hood that goes over my face, and it only touches my nose and my chin and my, like, eyebrows. And I can see through it, but nobody can see me. It really is spooky. I used to wear that a lot on the air to freak out my crew. But
that'd be a fun one to hand candy out in, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Scaring the living daylights out of kids.
Well,
but
that's the fun.
Yeah. Well, I actually like bumper cars, too, where you can go around twice really fast and then bump into a kid. They're in a car, too, folks. Don't send me nasty emails. All right, let's hear about passion.
Okay, so back to is passion necessary for long-term relationships? Next answer would be no. Respect for each other reigns.
Yeah, no, I hear that. And I think, you know, passion without the respect is not viable. But I think respect without the passion is a friendship.
Yeah, those two things are not, you know...
They're not mutually exclusive at all.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm not sure I agree with that one. Not always. Arranged marriages, well, they're giving some examples here. Arranged marriages or historical shotgun marriages growing into loving relationships?
Yeah, there is that. And then the interesting thing, I actually have a couple friends, not who were from arranged marriages, but whose parents were. So that's not very far removed, right? That's just one generation. And so I've talked with their parents about, I'm trying to think if I know anybody of my generation who's in arranged marriage. I don't think I do. Or if I do, I probably don't know. But there are certainly ones that are sanctioned by the family. And, I mean, some of the dating sites that are specific for various nationalities or religions come close to it in that they're very specific and very... very limited. But for the arranged marriages, I mean, when you talk with people about it, they say exactly what that responder said, is that they kind of learn to love each other and respect each other. And some happily, some not so happily, but because they have, the families knew each other, they have similar economic backgrounds, quite often religious backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, so they have a lot in common, and they have the societal support that we know is really crucial to maintaining relationships over long periods of time. We know, for example, that families that are religious
tend to stay together better than families that are not. And it's not only because the religion itself supports the marriage, but also the community surrounding the religion does as well. And so the idea being of, you know, we'll support the husband and wife if they have problems. I think the Catholic Church and the New Canaan stuff is really a very wise response to the fact that Catholicism really is not supportive of divorce. Most Catholicism, I know the Paulists are the exception, but the idea of coming to grips with the idea that if you make it very easy for people to get into a relationship and impossible to get out, you're creating some human misery. So I think the Catholic Church, with the New Canaan stuff, is really taken a huge step forward of saying, let's make it less easy to get in. Let's make sure that you know some other things other than the fact that you like the smell of each other's neck. You know, that, and you both like soup. Let's see if there's not something else there. And you see the Pope came out, I think this week, and being saying some nice things about homosexuality. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. This Pope's been quite the change from the last couple.
Yeah. And I think 9 more states this week okayed gay marriage.
Yeah, I think it was 9, something like that.
Yeah, I think seven yep. Early. I think 7 earlier this week and 2 early at the end of last week. So in the last week, yeah, amazing. You know, it's as I said, I think that if I think religion has its right to say this isn't okay with us, but I also think that if marriage is a state sanctioned institution as well, that they can be parallel. That you can have a domestic union that everybody can have by just going down getting a marriage license, and then you can decide that if you want to have your union sanctioned by your religion, that you negotiate with your religion. But the religion saying no, you can't do it, you can't be married at all, I think it doesn't make any sense, because there is that secular arm to it.
Yeah,
so if everybody had the secular arm, then you can go and decide whether or not you want to do the other aspect of it as well. It's kind of an add-on. Okay, 855-99. Thank you for telling me that, because I don't actually have the thing up. 855-99-37569. Kim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm calling for a couple reasons, a follow-up from a phone call earlier this week. But you were mentioning about job interviews and stuff.
Right.
A good many years ago now, I hadn't been to work in a while, and I didn't really like any of the clothes that I just nothing really grabbed me in my closet for the interview that I had scheduled. So I went out shopping, and I found this dynamite outfit on the clearance rack for like $10.
Wow.
And so I showed up. I was like 15 minutes early for the interview, and I went in, and they're like, the lady who was doing the interviews for the job had kind of lost track of time in her mind, and she was thinking the interview was for the next day, but then, yeah, she double-checked her calendar, and yet I was supposed to be in that day. But they asked, like, well, would you like to come back tomorrow with the time that she thought she had you for, or do you just want to wait until she finishes whatever task she's on right now? Like, I don't want to waste the outfit I just got. Yeah. They've already seen me in it. So I'll wait. That's fine. My afternoon's open. And then just about the phone call that I had called earlier this week about my parents and declining health, and my mom has cancer.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I talked to my mom yesterday. She called me, and a total miracle happened. My brother actually brought them to a doctor's appointment on Monday. He did something for them. That's
see?
The one he was going to try, you know, to see what if doing nothing.
I know. I remember. See?
Yeah.
Well, look, quite often when you're dealing with family members, if you say, I need some help, they'll be very reluctant because they don't know what that means, and they assume that you're going to dump everything on them and whatever. But if you give them a specific task, quite often they're willing to do it.
Yeah, he I don't know how he ended up doing it, but yeah, it was this past Monday, and he brought, yeah, during my little absent time, he actually stepped up and did something for them.
Okay, hopefully you didn't use those words, but you called up and said, hey, that was great, Mom really appreciated it, and said what a great time you had.
No, I didn't do that.
But you're going to.
I will.
And you're not going to have it. You're not going to have a snotty tone in your voice. You're not going to say, "Well, it's about time," or you're going to be so cheerful and you're going to be so supportive and say, "Mom was just thrilled. You know, it was great that that you guys had that time together. She was just beyond thrilled." All right. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll get to Aaron and see if you had something else you wanted to talk about. And if so, hang on. If not, great for calling. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So let's finish up our last of the comments about passion. I still love the one that says that passion doesn't necessarily have to be sexual passion. It can just be enthusiasm and doing things together. And I thought that was a great way of thinking about it.
Yeah, that one was worded really well, had all the right ideas. I enjoyed that one too. So our final comment kind of wraps it all up. Just, I think it's good to have some, but it doesn't have to be all the time. Sometimes a girl or guy just needs to know that they are wanted.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, that the kindness counts, respect counts, but that we presumably find kindness and respect in our friendships as well. That one of the things that that marriage and especially the strictures against adultery say that we smile at a lot of people. You know, or that we're friend, we're kind, we're nice to people. We smile at a smaller group of people. We might shake hands with a smaller group of people than that. We might hug a subgroup of that. We might actually kiss on the cheek a smaller group than that. We might actually kiss on the lips a smaller group of that, and you can see how it goes. So the number of people with whom we are sexually involved is presumably a very limited number and a very specialized number. And the problem about, and that marriage is certainly based at least somewhat on that notion. And when you take that out of the equation, the problem is how vulnerable it leaves you to outside influences. And that's my concern, especially with the 25-year-olds. If you're 125, maybe a little less so. I'll let you know when I get there.
Yeah, like you were saying, if the number gets reduced to zero, then you're going to start looking other places to.
Well, and I think especially for both, that it can be a sense that this person, you know, I did some work at one point for Cialis, and they sent me around the country, which was sort of, if you think about it, kind of an interesting choice in that I'm not a male and obviously don't have problems with erections, or at least not primary problems with it. And the reason they sent me around the country is because it becomes a marital issue very quickly. That either, quite often, the man blames the woman and the woman blames the woman. And he says, you know, if you were sexier or if you were better or if you looked better, then I would be more turned on. And the woman quite often feels, well, if I can't turn him on, then it's probably, you know, it's my fault and I'm not pretty enough or I'm not sexy enough or I'm not thin enough or whatever. And it becomes something that neither of them really talk about, but can be very destructive and very toxic in a relationship. And so they had me around to kind of diffuse that kind of issue. And it was an interesting experience because it was exactly as you would guess, is that it was a difficult topic for both sides. And as I said, there's no man who would ever choose not to have an erection. So it's nothing that a woman feeling that taking it personally is a dreadful mistake, because if it were up to him, that would not be the case. All right. So passion. And I think we should, I wonder if there's a way to maybe post although I hate to be in a position to say, well, this is my favorite Facebook response, because I appreciate all the responses, but I think that was an unusually good one, is that there are lots of ways of being passionate, and it doesn't necessarily need to be exclusively one, although that one is probably important, but that it doesn't, that there are other ways of being passionate that can certainly, if not compensate, at least help to shore up the other things of passion. Not to mention, there are 24 hours in a day, the last time I checked. Alrighty, speaking of passion, this is kind of a, in some ways, it's either the other side of passion or just a specific route. That this is a story that that James found yesterday that I think both of us really thought was great. That there's I don't know how much you know about Oakland, California, but it's one of those areas like Newark and like Detroit and like a lot of areas that's had some major problems in terms of crime and urban decay and all sorts of things. And this was a particularly difficult neighborhood. And apparently one of the neighbors went to a hardware store, which I didn't know you could actually purchase this at a hardware store, a 2-foot-high Buddha and install it on the strip in the residential area. And the apparently he was not a Buddhist, but he sort of felt like maybe this gesture, like planting flowers or something, would bring some tranquility to a neighborhood that, as he was described, was marred by crime, dumping, graffiti, drug dealing, prostitution, robberies, aggravated assault, and burglaries. In other words, not your favorite area. And they said that area residents began leaving offerings at the base of the Buddha, including flowers, food, and candles. Vietnamese women in prayer robes began to gather at the statue to pray. And basically everything changed. They stopped vandalizing the walls. Drug dealers stopped using the area. Prostitutes went away. And they actually did some research on it and looked at the crime statistics and found that from in the last 2 years, from 2012 when put it up, that the crime rate had dropped by 82%. Robbery reports went from 14 to 3, aggravated assaults from 5 to 0, burglaries from 8 to 4, narcotics from 3 to none, and prostitution from 3 to none. So they're saying, the police are saying, oh, gee, we don't know why. Apparently,
well, one variable
they said that people started leaving offerings, but they said there was so much stuff there. He said, you know, he tried to explain his reasons. He said, you know, that he doesn't necessarily believe what the other people believe. But, and they said every morning at 7, worshippers ring a chime, clang a bell, and play soft music, and chant morning prayers. The statue is now part of an elaborate shrine that includes a wooden structure that's 10 feet tall and holds religious statues, portraits, food, and fruit offerings surrounded by incense scented air, apparently of lots of different religions. They said it's blossomed, and people come visit, all sorts of different folk, different religions, and they basically, apparently they... tried to remove it. Somebody tried to steal it, but apparently it's got $35 worth of epoxy, so the Buddha didn't budge. And they said that Public Works decided to remove it, but everybody was so upset about it that they sort of decided to table the effort, and it's still there.
Wow.
So there you go.
All for because of the Buddha at the hardware store.
Yeah, well, and you know, there, I think there is something, just somebody caring about something, and a sense that you know that somebody's trying to make a statement, improve things, that nobody was trying to recruit or proselytize. And they said the guy who wrote the article said that he and Buddha share the same body type, short, squat, and happy. And he says that's maybe why everybody liked me. So, you know, the idea that that you can make a difference, you know, and you can do it in a multitude of different ways and just be a little bit creative and respectful of people's differences and maybe, dare I say it, a bit passionate. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.